on a bagger. This episode is going to publish probably like the middle of the holiday season, and we're going to get into some stats on travel later. But what are your travel plans?
Well, I am Scandinavian. I'm from Sweden, and I am going to make the most of a little bit of a longer break, and I'm actually going to go home to Sweden over the holidays.
Oh, my goodness. You must be so excited.
I'm very much looking forward to this holiday trip now, and where I'm going to just eat, drink, and enjoy myself, and hopefully get a little bit of rest in.
Fantastic. So you will not be going to Sweden by car, but I understand, like myself and my family visit, that a ton of people are going to be traveling by car this holiday season. I think OAAA has done some research on that, right?
Yes, we did, because we do care about travel and people moving around. We just finished a study with a company called On Device Research, and there we saw that a lot more people are planning on traveling this holiday season. Actually, 79% of the folks that we spoke to are going to be traveling this holiday season. And out of those, almost 80% will be traveling by car.
Wow. Wow. All right. So speaking of how people get places, how did you get here as the CEO of the Out of Home Advertising Association of America, or as we're going to call it, because we're the cool kids, OAAA? Where have you been in your career?
Well, I'm not going to start all the way back in Sweden, because that's going to be a little bit too long of an explanation and a trip. But I've been in advertising quite a while now. Previous to the OAAA, I was for a long time at another trade association called the Interactive Advertising Bureau, where I covered, a lot of ground. I was in charge of industry initiatives. The IAB represents all of interactive advertising, and within that is a small section that focuses on out of home. And I was always very passionate about the medium. I liked it a lot. And so when I got an opportunity being at the IAB, coming over to the OAAA, I jumped on it immediately. But I started in telecoms in mobile, and have had various positions in strategy and M&A. And the combination of tech, mobile, and out of home is actually a perfect one. So I think that all the roads that I've been on have led me to where I am now.
Well, great way to put it for someone who heads up the OAAA. Hey, it's E.B. Moss, and this is episode 44 of Insider Interviews, just wrapping up the year with one more to go. I wanted to have this as a back-to-back episode instead of waiting my usual 2 weeks, because this one also is about the out-of-home advertising industry. Today, we're talking with Anna Bagger, who's the CEO of the OAAA, the Out-of-Home Advertising Association. And if you recall, in episode 43, I spoke with Mark Kidd, the CEO of Captivate, which is also about digital place-based advertising, another form of out-of-home. So here you go, back-to-back insights about the out-of-home industry. So, Anna Bagger, I say this in the kindest way possible. You get around. Can you sense the theme here? I mean, we're talking about travel and getting around and things like that. But I mean that in a very impressive career way. You've been recognized twice as one of the top women in media. And having gone from places like the IAB to the OAAA, let's just dive in to where out-of-home advertising is today. One of my favorite little anecdotes is the evolution of the Burma Shave billboards. Are you familiar with those? You must be.
I am. It's an iconic, older, if I may say so.
Very old.
Very old out-of-home advertising campaign, but it's really telling of our medium and what it can do. It was Burma Shave was an American brand that had brushless shaving cream, whatever that is. I actually don't entirely know.
That's how old it is.
But it was very famous for its advertising gimmick on posting humorous and rhyming poems on small sequential highway road signs. So it would be very kind of short and punchy messages like big mistake, many make, rely on horn instead of break. that kind of thing. And that was working for them. But as driving speeds increased and the interstate system was developed in basically highways, right, it became very difficult to attract attention with small signs and just kind of punchy messages. I guess maybe from a traffic safety perspective, it wasn't great. But also, you know, the drivers didn't actually see these signs.
Yeah. And I'm a very slow reader. So I can imagine that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it sort of speaks to the value of creative and what people can do with out of home and storytelling. But just to sort of frame things up, I think that out of home now encompasses a lot more than just those along the highway road signs, right? What is outdoor or out of home now? What does it encompass?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And it's a question that I actually love because it's so important. And it really also places us within advertising, like how mm-hmm. we fit with other things. So out of home that used to be called outdoor is no longer called outdoor for just that specific reason. It is out of home. So when I describe it, it's really about any form of media that you or advertising, I should say, that you consume not within your home. And that is also not about monetizing media. Most forms of advertising today, whether it's television, radio, print, or whatever it is about placing an ad when you are in media and consuming media, right? Like you're watching a show, there's a TV ad, you're on the internet, there's a banner ad. Out of home is different. Out of home, it's about monetizing from an advertising perspective, a location, and it's about context. So it's about a consumer who is not in their home consuming media, someone who's out and about. And when they're on the highway, they will see a billboard. When they're walking down the street, they will see a bus shelter. When they're in a shopping mall, they might see a sign. When they're in the cinema, they're in all these different locations. And then what out of home then does is put up a sign of some sort that speaks to the consumer. And that's why it's called out of home. It's advertising that's outside of the home. And that is really much more about a location than it is about placing an ad within something else.
Perfect. Something that I read when I was doing some research for this podcast episode is that you just hit the 20th anniversary of digital signage, right? And you've done some really cool things in those 20 years with creative approaches. So back to that sort of storytelling, how has digital signage changed the game for you?
Well, digital signage is really in certain ways no different than traditional signage, right? What we can provide is a canvas where the advertiser completely owns that canvas. All it's surrounded by is a location or a place where the consumer is, and the advertiser can then own that medium and put a message up. The difference with digital is that you can do a lot more and much more swiftly. If you paint something on a wall or if you print something on a billboard and you put it up, it will sit there for a while. Digital means that we have much more flexibility. So the advertiser can put up messages much more in real time, use data, you know, about what the weather is or, again, where the location is, how things are changing in real time and make creative for that, right? So it gives us more flexibility and speed to market. And then, of course, digital provides other opportunities as well. You know, so you could use a digital screen for video or for other ways of communicating that you wouldn't be able to do in a static format, which can be very engaging for the consumer. So it just adds a lot more flexibility and opportunity to the medium.
I'm going to throw you a curveball. Do you have a favorite creative that you've seen recently?
Oh wow, you're really—
I told you I'd throw you a curve.
You are throwing me a curveball. But
there's,
you know,
there's only like a billion signs, right? So
well, that's the reason it's hard to answer is because there's so much great creative, and not because I can't think of examples or I want to point someone out or put someone on the spot or favor someone, but just because our medium truly is the creative medium in advertising. So there's so much. I mean, when it comes to digital, there's like some amazing ads from a tiger jumping out of a screen or a waterfall that kind of just like, or something that pulls you in.
Yeah.
The queen speaking from the large sign in Piccadilly Circus to the English population about COVID. You know, there's just so many great digital examples. I think when they're at it's best. It's when you're really using the combination of the knowledge of that particular location, but also data about what's happening in the world around you. So you can create like a true engagement with the consumer where they think that this feel like this ad is really kind of part of where they are right now and what's happening right now. But I'm personally very fond of large hand-painted wallscapes. There was a campaign that ran during the pandemic by Montefiore that was just absolutely beautiful, that sort of celebrated doctors and healthcare workers. There's a lot of amazing fashion advertising, you know, again, hand-painted large, big, bald murals. And I really like that. I'm also a fan of being in a taxi, you know, and watching, you know, content on a small screen that's just entertained me at the moment. So, you know, there's so many different things. But again, my personal favorites would probably be more on the static side.
Cool. Well, I appreciate that as well, being an art minor in college. But I do have to say that I went back to my first Broadway show, and walking through Times Square for the first time in a long time, I was floored by looking up. There were takeovers. I was surrounded by walls of sort of continuous messaging. I didn't know you could do takeovers like that. Yeah, you could see why the tourists want to come back. So, but I also know that the Out of Home Advertising Association has worked with like the FBI. I read that back in 2008, you helped push Amber Alerts to out-of-home digital signage. So really great use of PSA type of things too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that is a big part of what we do too. Out-of-home is not just about advertising to consumers. I mean, we as an industry really want to make sure that we're, you know, perceived by the consumers as providing them with a service. And then we have access to all these large and small signs in locations where the consumers are. And again, outside of their home when they might need information. So we work in a great partnership with the FBI on finding missing children or people who are on the run or whatever that may be, right? And we give Amber Alerts, letting people know about a hurricane coming or something else that they might really need to know about at that time, and with huge success. I mean, those signs are being seen and we are finding missing children. So it does help. And of course, we've done a lot of public messaging around other things. I mean, again, coming out of COVID, we had a fantastic collaboration with the CDC that's run through the pandemic and still does, about, like, you know, keeping the distance and washing your hands and paying attention to what you're doing to protect yourselves and others. So, you know, our medium is very much about that public service and helping government organizations and others, you know, do good and get their message out.
So that's a beautiful segue. We know these days that purpose-driven marketing, which really ramps up during these holiday times, but of course, you know, during pandemic times too, is really important for brands, especially now. How has the OAAA helped further that purpose-driven marketing?
How we are helping is hopefully getting the message out, you know, telling you about it and sort of just putting words to what's happening there. But I think for us as an industry, out of home has long been known, I would call it the fabric of communities, right? We're right there where people are. We have wide reach, but we're also hyper-local. And again, our messages are being seen. So, you know, it can really be a canvas for community-driven messaging and, you know, displays that make people stop, reflect, feel, and just sometimes even take positive action in their lives. I can give you examples of where advertisers have really, you know, taken use of that. And again, that's what advertisers should do, right? Like, make sure you can communicate well with your customer, and we're a good medium for that. The first one that comes to mind is Google ran a most search campaign. This is something that ran during Black History Month. And Google really honored the icons and moments that have been searched on this topic more than any others in the United States. So that was a very good example of a campaign that also actually talked about digital before, could connect what's happening in digital and then put it up on a screen and create this direct link during something, a moment in time that was very, or is very important.
Beautiful.
Another one that I personally really like and again ran during the pandemic was a Unilever campaign, Courage is Beautiful. And that showcased very moving, you know, powerful portraits of real frontline healthcare workers, really wearing both the physical and emotional toll that the pandemic put on them. Mm-hmm. Another one, a fun one, is Reddit loves billboards, and they use billboards to depict popular Reddit posts. So one billboard read, for example, "This photo of a piece of bread nailed to a tree received more vote ups than it took to decide the 2000 presidential election." So, like that. And coming back to the Burma Shave Cream, right? Like,
right, storytelling.
Messages that really catches your attention, and real storytelling. So those are just a few examples, but this is really something, you know, that medium is well suited for.
Well, you mentioned the pandemic, and how could we not bring that up? So on the business side, obviously, you're charged with positioning out of home as, you know, a viable and important medium. But y'all took a hit. You know, we weren't traveling, as we talked about in the beginning of our conversation. And you really have had your hands full with trying to help members of OAAA pivot and figure out how to continue to sell their medium. What's the first thing that you thought of to do to help?
Oh, wow. Well, that's a very good question. And, you know, as I'm thinking back to the last 2 years, I'd been 5 months in the job. And, you know, I was super charged with, like, helping the industry grow and all the promise that was out there. You know,
wow.
We had 40... I think more than 40 quarters of consecutive growth. We were the fastest growing medium outside of digital, and we were just like set up for success. And then the pandemic hit. So what did I do? Well, I mean, not just me, from the association's perspective, is really just, you know, first of all, just like making sure that everyone was fine, and, you know, that we were set up in a way that we could continue to deliver. We made sure that out of home was defined as an essential medium. So we could have people out there, you know, putting up signage and continue doing the work. Because, again, we delivered a lot of important public messaging during the pandemic, you know, making sure that we filled our boards with messages that could be helpful during a really hard time. And I think that helped the industry both feel a sense of purpose during a time when people weren't allowed of their homes, in a sense, right? And also helped, you know, point to the fact that our ads still were being seen.
Just yeah.
Or in stay-at-home orders didn't mean that they didn't leave their houses. They were still going places. And when they went to those places, we were there with messages that mattered to them. We helped not just the government, support small local businesses and just keeping people's consideration of them up to speed so that the day that we came out of it, people would be able to go back. So we worked hard on that, and then just getting research out that proved that people were out there. They were just in different places and doing different things. And so the most valuable sign on Times Square was maybe now the most valuable sign in a small suburb of Connecticut. So it was really about research and messages that could help our members get through the hard time and also help advertisers understand how to get their message out. So I think we were successful in that sense. So we did definitely take a big hit, but not as big a hit as you would have thought once we could prove that audiences were out there and what messaging that worked. And then now, you know, coming out of the pandemic, which I'm sure we'll get to, the situation is very different. And I think a lot of that is because we used the time wisely in the pandemic and made some smart moves.
Yes, yes. I had a conversation with the CEO of Captivate, which of course is known for its elevator screens and that type of advertising. And he was talking about how that company pivoted to go where consumers were still able to go. So they added signage at golf courses and things like that, you know, the one sport that we could sort of safely play. So I guess we all have to be really innovative.
You know, out of home is a very old medium. We've been around, I jokingly say, since the cave paintings, but it's probably true. Like, signage has always been part of human life. And this is not our first crisis, right? This industry has reinvented itself over hundreds of years, many, many times. So I think the resilience and the entrepreneurship and the innovation that exists within in the industry, which makes me so proud to be a part of it, kind of helped us through this. I never really felt a real sense of panic. I think everyone understood that this is maybe the worst crisis we've ever faced, but we're going to get through it. And therefore, you know, Captivate is a good example, but there's pretty much every member company we had decided we can do two things. We can just sit down and sulk and be stressed out about what's happening, or we can innovate. And they did. And for that reason, I think anyone who used the pandemic wisely, so to speak, is coming out of it stronger. And I really firmly think we're there.
I love the way you put that. And it's encouraging. I want to talk a little bit about opportunities for the advertisers now and things that it can mean to brand and demand marketing, meaning the importance of both awareness and performance for brands these days. And I have a feeling you're going to come up with some surprising ways that out of home can support both. But when I was thinking about this question, to me, well, awareness, duh, right? So out of home is great for that. It's in front of you. It's top of mind. But how does out of home also enable engagement? Are there some tools for that that we might not expect that lead to that sort of ROI or performance marketing?
Absolutely. And I'm not sure if that's a leading question. It's like it's a question that I love. No, of course there is. I mean, out of home is a very good performance marketing medium, especially these days, right? Because privacy is a main concern of consumers. You know, they're nervous when they're online. They don't like to be tracked. They don't like to be pushed messages onto them. And they don't like to be disturbed when they're doing something that they love. And that happens a lot on the internet and in other media channels. Out of home, as I said before, is the ultimate contextual medium, right? Like, we are about location and context. We don't need data points and personal information about the consumer to be able to target them with messages because we have a knowledge of where they are. We also then therefore have the consumer's trust in a different way. And we have plenty of proof of this, right, in research. But coming back to the public service messaging and fun, entertaining messaging when people are just kind of trying to spend time in an elevator, for example, speaks to that. So consumers like us and we have their trust. Therefore, they want to engage with us in a different way and feel, again, that we're providing them the service. So these days, yes, getting your message out, building your brand. But it is about that conversation you then can start with the consumer. What's after you got their attention? Well, then you may have a QR code or some other call to action that the consumer can activate on their cell phone. It could just be search for information about the product and then purchase or find out more or whatever it is, or actually using that QR code to get there. And we see that consumers do that a lot. So there is a link between the consumer and the medium in a very powerful way. And, you know, when consumers interact, they then decide to share their data and information and connect with the advertiser because they feel that that was an invitation and they took it up. So it's very different than other ad formats. So I would argue that it's a better performance medium than many others because it creates real performance, right, with a consumer who actually actively decided to lean in and share. And I think that that's something extraordinary. And that doesn't just happen on digital. You can do that with static out of home, too. The murals that I just talked about can just as well have a QR code on them. So it's great to reach consumers.
You know what? I think that part of your job as the CEO of the OAAA is to educate people. Consider me educated. That was a great answer. And I guess it's absolutely logical. And it would be logical also that with digital signage, of course, that it goes hand in hand with programmatic these days?
Absolutely. And programmatic is still nascent in out of home, but it's an area that is evolving. Programmatic and the ability to automate the buy. This is the fastest growing area of out of home today. And I'm sure we're going to follow suit with other forms of media, maybe never get to that sort of 90% of the medium being transacted programmatically. We're probably going to get close. And that, of course, again, provides advertisers with a whole new wide range of tools and ways to buy the medium more efficiently and, you know, sometimes even in real time.
So coming off of how we've evolved and buying and things like that, we know that retailers sort of have taken a hit these days. Any projections about how they'll use out of home for like beyond 2021?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we talked about performance driven marketing and, you know, we're really the fabric of the streets. So I think, from here and onwards, I think it's out of home as being more essential part of that communication with consumers. I'm not a fan of the word consumer journey. I think it's been a little worn. It's sort of a flashy marketing term, but it really is true, right? We are there every part of that consumer's journey on a number of different screens. It's not outdoor only. It's really out of home. And if you can use that wisely, so you can engage a consumer with a big, bold message on a billboard. that then gets transported out into social media by some consumer or celebrity or something else. And you gain enormous attention around that campaign. The next step then would be to then connect with consumers where they are on any screen and repeat that message. And then potentially also take that to the next step, which would be an actual sale or driving them directly to a location. So I think it's a smarter use of out of home where you're connecting the big brand building upper funnel piece of it to the performance marketing in a more efficient way, and campaigns that have more than just one type of out of home in it, right? Like whether, you know, it's several different types of screens, and then tie that to other bigger media campaigns. I think that's really where things are going. And we have a lot of things working for us, right? We have wide reach and we're also hyper local, right? And, the really only other medium that's been able to serve as a advertising platform in that sense is television, or to a certain extent, social media. And with other things that are happening in the marketplace right now, right, with, again, around privacy laws being tighter, and it's going to be harder to target. Television is harder and harder to measure. The audience isn't really there. They're not really watching ad-supported television anymore. You know, out of home is now set up to serve marketers much more efficiently in a world where they might be the only place to go, but also a really great place to go.
Well put. And, you know, that reminded me of something, and I'm going to use myself as an example of the recipient of some messaging, but on the B2B side, which of course out of home is also effective. And I'm not shilling for you, but this truly happened. I was on my way to the Brand Safety Summit, coincidentally, a couple months ago, and I was listening to a podcast that got served to me via email, an interview with a company I'd never heard of, and it was on my radar. I got to the summit, and lo and behold, they had signage on the stage because apparently they were also a presenter at the Brand Safety Summit. And then when I was sitting in the hotel at the reception area, they had cleverly sponsored the billboard across the street that looked into the reception area of the hotel. So I got hit three times within the space of about 2 hours in B2B messaging. I was so struck by this, about how effective that was. So that's my little aha and recognition.
It's a great medium for B2B too.
Yes, I'm clearly the victim. So yeah. It worked.
Any business traveler knows that, just traveling, going through an airport, that are super B2B.
Right. And I know that you're happy that travel's coming back. So I want to wind it up with a little bit of the personal crystal ball, because I always think it's interesting to understand what you think is super cool out there, out of home aside. What are you loving? Like, I can't wait to see the next iteration of what they're going to call Oculus Rift or whatever it is, with the 3D and the VR and the this and the that. What do you particularly love?
Oh my God, I love a lot of things. I love technology, and I think, you know, the pandemic has just speeded up. I think I said in the beginning, my background is really in the telecoms and mobile side. That's kind of where I grew up. So I'm super psyched about what, you know, 5G is going to mean, and how we're going to be able to just live a completely different life because of that. And I think technology is there to help us. It's not there to be freaky. And I think we're onto something good there. And then I think, like everyone else, you know, I'm very excited about, is maybe the wrong word, but fascinated about what's happening, you know, with the metaverse and the ability to live in many different worlds. So I think that's exciting. But the real thing I'm excited about, which is not a technology advancement at all, but it's the fact that we can go out and be in the physical world again. You know, I think, like everyone else, that's the biggest thing in the next 2-3 years, just being able to socialize and be out and about, go to a store and buy something. It's, you know, go to a party, be at a bar, go to a concert. Yep. Those are really the moments that I'm looking forward to, that have been far and few in between the last couple of years.
What a beautiful way to bring it home. On a bagger about out of home. Thank you so much for joining me on Insider Interviews.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
Well, I hope you got some good insider scoop from this episode of Insider Interviews with me, E.B. Moss. If you enjoyed this content, please feel free to buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/mossappeal. And I hope you'll follow Insider Interviews on social media. And let me know if you have a question or a suggestion for a next stellar guest in media, marketing, and advertising. Speaking of stellar, my theme music was composed and performed by the incomparable Grammy-winning John Clayton. If I can help you with your company's podcast, please find me at mossappeal.com. Thanks again for listening.